To God be the glory in the church. Ephesians 3 ends with a prayer of praise. To him be the glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, to all generations of an eternity of eternities. Amen. Ephesians 3, verse 21. The church glorifies God in various ways. The church reveals the wisdom of God. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul states that God's eternal purpose was that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. God's wisdom shines forth in his work of redemption through Jesus Christ. You are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 30 and 31. The church makes God's wisdom known. First, because of the marvelous beauty of God's plan of redemption for man. And second, because in word and deed, the church glorifies God. The redeemed are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Matthew 5, verses 13 and 14. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16. In the church, God will be glorified forever. The church of Christ is the only institution on earth that will exist in all eternity. When Jesus promised to build his church, he said, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, verse 18. Hades is the realm of the dead. Thus, the church of Christ exists beyond the grave. On earth, the church represents the kingdom of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3, verse 20. When the Lord adds the saved to the church, they are registered in heaven. Their names are in the book of life, Philippians 4, verse 3. Only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life may enter the heavenly Jerusalem. Revelation 21, verse 27. They are the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven. Hebrews 12, verse 23. God is glorified in the body of Christ, his church. Those who are in the church are in Christ because the church is his body. He is also head of the body, the church. Colossians 1, verse 18. There is one body. Ephesians 4, verse 4. We are one body in Christ. Romans 12. Verse 5. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. God put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Ephesians 1, verses 22 and 23. Christ has one body, one church. Often in Scripture, the church of Christ is simply called the church, because there is only one church. Other religious institutions will be uprooted. Then his disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" But he answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch." Matthew 15, verses 12 through 14. All denominations and religions of human origin will be uprooted. Only the Church of Christ will glorify God forever. To him be the glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, to all generations of an eternity of eternities. Ephesians 3, verse 21. The church must be cleansed and sanctified to glorify God. This cleansing is necessary because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. Christians are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3, verse 24. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hebrews 10, verse 10. The church consists of those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. As a gift of God's grace, this cleansing and sanctification occurs at baptism. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Titus 3, verses 4 and 5. We are born again of water and the Spirit. John 3, verses 3 and 5. We are baptized into the body of Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. By water, Noah was saved from an evil world. Peter says, "There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ." 1 Peter 3, verse 21. After Paul had fasted for 3 days, he was asked, "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22, verse 16. Christ cleanses and sanctifies the church to present her to himself a glorious church. Paul wrote, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish." Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27. The sanctified church glorifies God as the beautiful bride of Christ. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8. The church glorifies God in its preaching and in its service. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 4, verse 11. When we serve, we must give God all the glory, because he is the one who gives us the ability, strength, and resources to serve. When we speak, we must give God all the glory by speaking as the oracles of God. Jesus said, "He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory." John 7, verse 18. God receives the glory only when our preaching conforms to his word. Paul told Timothy, "Preach the word." 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. The church is the foundation of the truth. I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15. The church glorifies God by preaching the truth in all the world. The church glorifies God in its worship. In Psalm 22, David predicts that the Messiah will be remembered in all the world. On the cross, Jesus quotes the first four words of this psalm, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27, verse 46. Psalm 22 gives details of the crucifixion. The Jewish leaders used words from Psalm 22, verse 8, to mock Jesus as he hung on the cross. He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. They pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, verse 16. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Psalm 22, verse 18. After his plea for help, the Messiah says, "You have answered me." Psalm 22, verse 21. Then the psalm is victorious. "I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." Psalm 22, verse 22. In Hebrews 2, verse 12, this statement is ascribed to the Messiah in the Christian age. "My praise shall be of you in the great assembly." Psalm 22, verse 25. Since this is said after the crucifixion, the great assembly is the Church of Christ. In the closing portion of the psalm, David says the Messiah will be remembered in the whole world. "All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. All the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship." Psalm 22, verses 27 through 29. The worldwide observance of the Lord's Supper is a fulfillment of this prophecy. To glorify God as the Church of Christ, let us sing praises to God. Let us worship and eat the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week. Let us proclaim the good news to all peoples so they can turn to the Lord. What have we learned? The Church will glorify God forever. God's wisdom is made known by the Church. On earth, the Church represents the kingdom of heaven. The saved are registered in heaven. God is glorified in Christ, in his one body, the Church. The Church must be cleansed and sanctified to glorify God. By grace, this occurs at baptism. The sanctified Church is the bride of Christ. The Church glorifies God in its preaching, in its service, and in its worship. Our goal as a congregation and as individual Christians must be to glorify God. To him be the glory in the Church, in Christ Jesus, to all generations of an eternity of eternities. Amen.